Time to talk Buffalo Bills football as we do every Friday morning. We go beyond the playbook with Matt Sabuda. Good morning to you, Matt.
Good morning, Jay.
Matt, the Bills 7-6 going into Sunday's final home game of the season. They happen to take on the 6-7 Dolphins. What are the Buffalo Bills' playoff chances?
According to that handy New York Times playoff simulator, the Bills currently have just a 25% chance to end their postseason drought. But if the Bills take their first step and get a win on Sunday, chances they go up to about 40%, which is a sizable jump. And this is their first two games against Miami in the final 3 weeks of the season, the other game being against the Patriots on the road. So to boost their percentages and have a realistic shot at the playoffs, they need to go 2-1 at a minimum in the home stretch. And I guess since most fans and observers don't have the Bills going to New England and coming home with a win, that leaves us with needed wins over the Dolphins. And if that happens, the Bills' playoff chances would be right around 63%. Now, if the Bills fans, I guess they want to dream and are curious to see what happens if the Bills do finish 3-0, I'll give in and satisfy your curiosity. If that happens, the Bills' playoff chances are 97%. But don't hold your breath, as the Bills have a tougher-than-expected matchup, even against Miami, to deal with first.
Well, that's a bit daunting for sure. So let's get into it. Let's talk about this matchup between the Bills and the Dolphins.
Yeah, just a couple of weeks ago, this game seemed to fall into the category of a likely win for the Bills. But then Miami had to go ahead and put together an impressive win over the Patriots on Monday night. They're looking a lot more like a formidable opponent than expected. The Bills, they're just a 3.5-point favorite on Sunday. But the Bills, they do have a few things going for them even before the game starts. First, Miami's coming off a short week as they played New England on Monday night. Second, the elements. Sure, the Dolphins did beat the Patriots at home on a balmy South Florida evening, but how are they going to hold up on a frigid Buffalo day that looks to be in the mid-20s? And finally, with the Bills' playoff hopes still alive, expect the crowd to provide a loud home field advantage. Onto the field, there's a few key matchups I'll be watching. This is a game where the Bills' offense is going to want to take extra care in ball protection. The Dolphins are fifth best in the league at forcing turnovers, which has been the strength of their defense, along with helping to cover for the always reckless quarterback play of Jay Cutler, who's tied for seventh most interceptions league-wide. So if the Bills can protect the ball and force Cutler to be reckless, Buffalo's defense, which coincidentally ranks seventh best in interceptions, it could see some great opportunities. And the other matchup is going to be how LeSean McCoy stacks up against the Dolphins' rush defense. On paper, looks like a favorable matchup for McCoy, who's the NFL's fifth leading rusher and just 98 yards away from the league lead. He'll be going against a Miami defense that ranks 15th in the league and has been giving up just under 110 yards rushing per game this season. So sets up well for the Bills' rushing attack. I guess we'll see if they can capitalize.
LeSean McCoy, seems like we talk about him every week, don't we? But who else should Bills fans be keeping their eyes on this week?
Yeah, other than McCoy, two guys immediately come to mind. The first is, of course, quarterback Tyrod Taylor, who's coming back from a leg injury that reportedly had a significant impact on his mobility. Since Taylor is at his best when he's on the move, I expect the Dolphins to do everything in their power on defense to get Taylor moving, to see if they can test that mobility. If he does struggle early, it's going to impact the entire offense, as Miami, they'll load up personnel at the line of scrimmage to keep pressure on Taylor, and that'll help smother McCoy. So hopefully Taylor is coming back as healthy as possible. On the other side of the ball, keep your eye on Bills rookie star Tre'Davious White. As I mentioned before, Miami quarterback Jay Cutler, he's known for that reckless play, which should offer plenty of opportunities for White and the Bills defense to make their presence known. And he's looking to continue that campaign for NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year. Overall, while this may not be the Bills-Dolphins rivalry we remember from the 90s, there's still a lot on the line come Sunday.
And isn't that what we really want this time of the year as Bills fans? All right, Matt Sabuda, as always, thanks for going beyond the playbook.
Thank you, Jay.